Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. A busy day yesterday.
Yeah, busy week. Actually, Trey, got a lot going on with football, a lot with, you know, the early signing period, basketball and baseball. So it's been busy this week. Sorry I couldn't come on with you guys yesterday. It's been crazy this week. I thought we were going to have a week off with the bye, but turns out it's not going to happen that way. Pretty busy.
Danny, I wanted to ask you, with basketball, does the news coming out about the new practice facility help? Did you think it helped with these kids, or not? Maybe that's going to help more in the future?
You know, I think it helps you, yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things. For me, it goes back to, it's something you have to have. It's not something that's going to, you know, separate you from anyone, because everybody else already has it. But, yeah, it's going to update you a little bit, and, you know, it's, more than anything, it's going to give you a reason to stay in the ball game with kids, and other coaches can't point at you and say, hey, they don't even have one. But, you know, I've never thought a basketball facility really, or the lack thereof, really hurt Arkansas. Again, it's just one of those things that you've got to have. Kind of, it kind of reminds me of my neighbor. He's a great guy. I love him to death. Do anything for him, but he's very competitive. And every time he sees me out in the yard mowing or raking leaves, in 20 minutes he'll be out there doing the same thing. And
it all
comes back to he don't want me to have anything that he's not doing or that he doesn't have. So in that regard, it just kind of, you know, it keeps you in the ball game a little bit with some kids.
Do y'all battle on the Christmas lights? That's the real deal right there.
He wins that by default.
Let's head to Jim in Little Rock. Jim, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Thanks for holding, Jim.
First time to call in. I listen every day, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I heard the name Harry Jones mentioned, which first time in a long time I've heard that name mentioned. And I was at a game in Little Rock. I'm so damn old I can't remember. Excuse the word. But Harry Jones, I think, was playing Southern Cal, if I remember right. I'm trying to remember. And I think he took a pitch on the 20-yard line and went all the way. Is that true, or can y'all look at it?
I would believe you.
Oh, you'd believe me, huh?
I would believe you, too. I mean, it'd be tough to go back and look through the play-by-plays of every game to find that.
I think we beat Southern Cal like 20-7 or 21-7 that year. But he sure did make a beautiful run.
And that was 1970.
Lord, I can't remember. Just whenever he was playing it.
74, 22-7?
That could have been it. Yeah, that sounds right.
In Little Rock.
Right, uh-huh.
Southern Cal was ranked fifth in the country.
But he went from the 20 all the way, 80 yards.
Wow.
Anyway, you fellas take care and enjoy your show.
Jim, thanks. Appreciate the call. Danny, I know we've got some recruiting topics that we'll get into, but if you weren't able to listen to the first hour, I know sometimes you listen when you have a chance, but we were talking about some of the great running backs in Razorback history.
Yeah, hey, there's been quite a few of them. I'll tell you, right before I came on, I was listening to you guys talk about Brandon Holmes. That was always one of my favorite guys. And I think Matt brought it up that he was just a football player. And if you go back to that LSU game there in Little Rock, the one Matt, you know, the miracle on Markham, if I'm not mistaken, I think Brandon Holmes was in there on the last play of the game and was a defensive end and made the sack on the last play of that game.
Yeah, I know. Bua came off the edge there. And what I was saying, Danny, is when you're just talking football players, Brandon Holmes, I think, started at DN at middle line. Like, he led the team in rushing one game and then led the team in tackles another game. You know, running back, DN, middle linebacker, fullback, whatever. He is just he was a football player.
That guy was a stud. He's always stood out as one of my all-time favorites.
Danny, Santos Ramirez committed to Arkansas earlier this week, a cornerback out of Louisiana, Shreveport Evangel.
Yeah, not really a big surprise, but I think it's a very good get. Saw this kid at Arkansas's camp this summer. He was easily the best defensive back I saw there. Andre Tolliver did not participate in that camp, or he'd have probably, you know, competed with him for that top spot. But Santos Ramirez, yeah, he can play corner. I actually think he's going to play safety. 6'2", 185 right now, and you have to think he's probably only going to get bigger. So very good-looking kid. LSU offered him, but they really weren't ready for his commitment when he tried to give it. So, you know, technically you can't really call that an offer, but they were very interested in him, highly athletic kid, and, you know, very fluid, can play the defend the pass, got all kinds of coverage skills. So I think he's a good player. Time will tell what they've got with him, but on paper it sure looks good.
Danny, can you explain to those that might not know what you mean by LSU offered, but they were not ready for his commitment?
Yeah, it happens all the time. You see all these, we'll call them power schools, Alabama, LSU. During the spring and summer months, they may shell out 250, maybe 300 offers, quote unquote. But you know, the only way you're really offered is if you can call the coach at Alabama or LSU and say, "Coach, I'm ready to commit," and they say, "Congratulations, you're in our class." A lot of their offers are, you know, we might have a spot for you come February. But the thing I like about Arkansas, especially this new staff, they don't do that. You know, if they've got a kid, I don't have to call and confirm that they're taking the kid or anything like that. It's already up front. You know, if the kid has an offer, they're going to take him. So I like that.
Is that what happened with Pylon? The
Pylon,
I mean, Pylon. That he
it's part of football
because he was Alabama, mm-hmm. right? And Danny, with me, I had Tennessee offered, and then a couple weeks later, I still hadn't committed, and they called me up and said, "Hey, we're going to take you off the list." So I've had that happens, and so I guess that's kind of what you're saying, that the kid wasn't ready or didn't commit in that time window, because they're recruiting other kids too. And I was wondering if Pylon, what his situation was, because I thought Alabama, or that he had tried to commit to Alabama.
Yeah, no, he was committed. They took his commitment, but when it came time to sign the dotted line, they had found somebody else that they liked better. So they wanted to leave him out in the cold. Luckily for Arkansas, I guess, because he's obviously one of their up-and-coming best players, I'd say, right now. But, yeah, same deal. That's exactly what happened to Pylon. It happens all the time.
And if we get these two D linemen, and I guess is it the kid from El Dorado, some people that they called in last week, they said he was no good. But I'm going to trust Danny on that the kid can play. And if you think about these two D linemen that are top two recruits in the state, get them with Pylon, I mean, we could really have a really good top-level defensive line group these next couple years.
Yeah, I think so. You look at those defensive ends, that's what really excites me. Dietrich Wise, you know, Brandon Lewis, Jamichael Winston, you know, even a guy like Jake Hall, Tevin Beanham, who are going to be young freshmen for you next year. You've got some length there, some athleticism. I like what they've done at defensive end over the last couple of years, and like you said, you get a Jackson and Frazier.
And the basketball player, right, Danny? Is it Bell?
Oh, yeah, Jamario Bell. He'll actually be 2015.
2 years away. Okay.
And the following year, but they've definitely got some youth there to build on.
Let's go to Ron in The Rock. Ron, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Yeah, I want to talk about running backs a second. The Southern Cal game, that was Ike Forte back in the 70s. He was our big running back that year. But Harry Jones played in 64, 65, and 66. His sophomore year was the year we won the national championship. He played defensive safety, and he had two interception returns for a touchdown that year. Then he switched to wing back his junior, senior. He had some long runs. He probably did have one from the 20-yard line. That may be what the guy was thinking about, but anyway, he was a great running back, played for Philadelphia Eagles after he left Arkansas.
Now, was Ike Forte Ty Forte's dad, the kid that played with Cobbs at J.A. Fair when they won the state title?
No, Ike Forte was the guy that was – isn't that the name of the guy that was at the touchdown club this week? Wasn't it Ike Forte, he came in for junior, senior year.
I was just wondering, Ty Forte was the quarterback on that J.A. Fair state championship team with Cedric Cobbs, and that seems about the right gap if it's 30 years off.
Could be. I don't know. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. But Ike Forte, and I forget the other running back at the Southern Cal game. I was at that game. I sat in the end zone. We beat Southern Cal in Little Rock at Wilmore Stadium, and I just remember Forte is the main one I remember. Great team.
It was a good team that year. Ron, thanks so much.
All Okay, thanks.
Danny, I wanted to ask you about the basketball recruits, and I had a question on that. They signed in the early signing period. Now, with football, we were talking about how players can commit. Now, they haven't signed, but then the scholarship can get taken away. But the three kids that signed in the early signing period, they're there. That means it's their recruiting process is over with. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's a binding contract, basically, when you sign your letter of intent. Two of the three signed yesterday, Nick Babb and Trey Thompson. Thompson actually went first about 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 yesterday, and then Nick Babb signed yesterday afternoon. So both of those guys are on board. They hadn't quite faxed in their letters yet to Mike Anderson at the time of his press conference yesterday, so you didn't see him comment on them yet. He'll probably do that today when Anton Beard and, those other two guys send in their paperwork. But I think it's a pretty good class. You know, there's really not a Bobby Portis type, McDonald's type All-American in this class, but you've got some guys you can develop and build around. I think Nick Babb is a guy, 6'4", 180 shooting guard out of Arlington, Texas. He's a guy I think can probably come in and contribute immediately next year. Very versatile kid. He can score, but what we like about him is on the defensive end, and that's obviously very important in Mike's system. But Anton Beard, that fills a spot for you at point guard. Hopefully he's the guy that can come in and kind of be next in line at that position. And Trey Thompson, 6'9", 6'10", out of Forest City, just a big guy, 250, 260 pounds. So you've got some size in there, some versatility, and some scoring. So I think it's a pretty good class that they've got.
Ike Forte and Roland Sales. Roland Sales was at the Little Rock Touchdown Club with Ike Forte on a Monday. Real quick, Danny Big Hog in Four Cities got a question for you on our Keithley Service Company Live fan feedback. On average, every year, how many kids from in-state fall through the cracks and go unnoticed? They could be real players at some point for the U of A.
Yeah, I'd say, like we talked about last week, you're going to have one, maybe two a year that goes off somewhere else that maybe we overlooked or the Arkansas coaching staff overlooked, and they go off to have big-time seasons. I think about a kid from Strong, Arkansas, Kenneth Dixon. Of course, he came to camp, did everything right up here during his senior year. I felt like Arkansas should have offered him at the time. They passed on him. He goes to Louisiana Tech and puts up ungodly numbers down there. So he's one that sticks out. There's been others, but, for the most part, I can't come up with many that Arkansas has just flat missed on.
Because I was thinking, now D'Angelo Williams, the kid that went to Memphis, and Cedric Cuson, the kid that went to Tennessee, did Arkansas offer them?
They offered D'Angelo, yes.
Because I know we got D'Arius Howard, and I was trying to think of DeCorey Birmingham out of that group, and I didn't know if we had another.
Arkansas wanted D'Angelo Williams.
See,
bad.
I thought so too,
real
and
bad.
I was wondering how we missed on him or how they missed on him.
Well, basically, the University of Memphis, I believe, had a motorhome outside of his house in Wynn, Arkansas, that parked there overnight the day before signing day. If I'm not mistaken, Danny, I don't know if you remember that or not.
I was still in high school at the time, but I've heard stories that D'Angelo was kind of rubbed the wrong way by Houston Nutt and his staff up here. Not sure how much all of that is, how true all of that is, but it did not work out for Arkansas at all.
Will in West Helena, he says on our Keithley Service Company Live fan feedback, notice that Barton has moved Gerard Chandler to linebacker. His parents were saying coaches wanted film on him at linebacker. He runs a 4.4040.
Danny, and on that right there, saying a 4.4040, how many kids, because we have people call in, and a lot of times when you're not on the show, they say, hey, do you know about this kid? He runs 4.4040. Is that just, that's just what everybody says. Oh, well, he runs a 4.4. He runs a 4.4. How many times do these kids actually run 4.4040s?
Well, it seems like everybody runs a 4.4 these days.
Right.
But, they come up to camp, and that 4.4 quickly turns into a 4.67. I think a lot of schools may stretch it a little bit, or the kid himself may stretch that information a little bit. Maybe they're running downhill. I don't know.
37 yards.
But very, very few people can actually get out there right now and run a 4.4 or sub 4.4. So you kind of always take that with a grain of salt until you see it, and that's the great thing about, you know, Arkansas's camps, being able to go up there, and then our rivals' camp series, where we can actually get the kids in there, you know, and see what they've got firsthand.
Let's go to Jeff in Conway. Jeff, thanks for holding. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. You're talking about Ike Forte and playing USC. I believe Jerry Eckwood was the other running back. He was one of those that had a lot of injuries and probably would have been one of the top backs for the Razorbacks in history. He was a lot like Gary Anderson, the way he ran, running style, maybe a little more power, but I really enjoyed watching him run when he did. That year, USC came in a little rock. I believe it was Anthony Davis was the running back for them, and I believe he won the Heisman that year, I think, and we pretty well shut him down. Dirk Winston was the linebacker, I believe, lit him up at the time, so it was a really exciting game.
Eckwood, 75, 76, 78 is when he lettered at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, he
so 74, he would not have been on the field.
Maybe he wasn't there yet at that time, but he was one of the running backs I thought felt like that probably one of the best came through, just injury prone and really hampered his career.
Right.
But, thanks. I'd have to say that Gary Anderson is one of the top ones, other than, of course, Gary McFadden.
Yes. Thanks so much, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to England and speak to another Jeff. Jeff, thanks for calling.
Afternoon. This is actually Lance in England. But
okay, Lance.
I got a couple of basketball. I got a quick question on you, Mr. Gary, before I get on basketball. Barton's got a sophomore running back that I watched that might be the real deal. Does he have any offers, this Cameron Anderson kid?
Danny? I have not heard of Anderson, no.
Oh, man, you need to get down here and watch him down there. I mean, that kid is the real deal. He looked like some of the running backs that Barton had in the 90s.
Well, they definitely had some good ones back then.
And if he's a sophomore, Danny, how does this kid go about getting up to Arkansas camp? Is it an invitation or, you know, his high school coach? Because you talk about kids not being noticed. He's a sophomore, so he has a couple more years. What would be his best way to get noticed by the Razorbacks?
Camps and film. It's what I tell all the kids I come in contact with, especially if they feel like they're not being noticed. You know, it's on you to get your film. You know, whether your coach helps you or not, there are ways that you can get your film out there with Huddle and, you know, Rivals, YouTube. Get your film out there, send it to coaches. And then second of all, go to as many camps as you can, because no one's going to come knocking on your door asking you if you run a 4.4. So you've got to sometimes you got to try to take it upon yourself to make your name get out there a little bit. Contact me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you have to do, and I'll help you any way I can. But, a lot of times I see kids trying to help themselves, and the number one thing they can do is, you know, after you take care of your grades and make sure all of that is squared away, you got to get your film out there. That's very important.
Yeah, right. Like I was just saying, yeah, I happened to be at one of their games one night, and he is the real deal. But a really question I ask you is, got two recruits in the top, 2015 that's coming up, or 16, excuse me, that might be in the ESPN 150. What's the chances that Arkansas is going to land Adrian Moore and Malik Monk, Mr. West, in basketball?
I think you feel good about both those guys. Obviously, two big-time players. Adrian Moore, I haven't had as much information on him as I had Monk probably, but, you know, with Malik being right here at Bentonville now, as we've said on air before, I think you've got a chance to get him on campus for more unofficial visits, maybe stay in closer contact with him. But, you know, right now everything's looking good for those guys. Mike's really done a good job of pulling the in-state talent, and that's going to be really, really important, you know, going into 2016, because those are two program-changing type athletes, in my opinion.
Real quick, Danny, what's your Twitter handle? Because you just said for people to get in contact with you, how would they do that on Twitter?
Yeah, at DannyWest1, the number one.
At DannyWest1 on Twitter, and Willen West telling us says Gerard ran a 4.4 at Arkansas's camp.
So they would have that documented up there.
They should have that documented. Danny, as always, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.